Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You got it!
It's time for episode 626 of Who Charted. Comedians discuss the top 5 barks and movies of the week. I'm your host. Checkpoint Santa has been passed. Congrats. We're at Checkpoint New Year almost. I'm your host, Michael Cray, Chart Linklater, Howard Kramer, and with me, as always, is Star.
How's it going, man? What's up?
That Wally bar cut through everything. It was great.
Wally was just so excited about Who Charted.
Right on.
I feel like we should address right out the gate why you sound like you're on a telephone and I sound like my usual self.
Yeah, I had a technical diff the other night where I needed to restart the computer and it hasn't restarted since. Because of Christmas, there was a delay where the shop was closed 3 days. The computer's in the shop. Haven't gotten word back yet. Oh. So the only way we can do this is Luddite, or maybe not Luddite. We're fortunate to still be able to do the show, but we're doing it via cell phone.
That's right. Any port in a storm, as they say. And we're working hard to get these charts out to you, even in the holiday madness.
Back in the day, I mean, we would have had to do it smoke signal. We just send up numbers, letters, hit the tom-tom drums.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And
so we can get it out.
And we know some of you out there are dealing with some, you know, record cold snaps. So,
yeah, seriously, the bomb cyclone has messed up weather and flights everywhere.
Everywhere. It's crazy out there.
Now, you didn't fly anywhere, but you're still in California, right?
Yeah, I drove, but I am in NorCal, and it is raining.
So
I can report
no
that.
After effect. No blizzard, no nothing like that up there.
No blizzard, not around here, not around these parts. But I was
on that.
Thank you. I was on Santana Row today, and I can report that it was wet, but it was comfortable.
I was going to say smart stuff, because I think from us following the charts all year, we're able to see patterns and predict things.
Right.
And smart of us not to go East Coast, not to go to the North, you know, Midwest. And we're just not dealing with any of those nightmares.
No. Nope.
Shout out to the chartists, though, who did have to deal with it, who may be still dealing with it as they listen.
Right. That's right. And like the charts, it's like we can sense January is coming. Like for the charts, that's the cold weather, you know, depth of winter. And we know, you know, the drop date duels are going to go, you know, sinking down. Like Tesla stock.
They go toilet. It was tough. I mean, there's not even matchups now. I was lamenting how they got to try to disperse the albums more evenly throughout the year.
Yeah.
It'd be like if 1 week in the NFL there just was no games. Like, what? What's going on here? you know, like people want it.
Right. There's just like a month of, you know, like minor league teams suddenly just start playing.
Yeah. You know, that's actually kind of how college football is. It's like there's real games like September, October, November, and then December is just nothing until like the very end of the month. There's like two good games.
That's true. That is true.
They take like 3.5 weeks off, like every college team.
Right, because you're getting ready for the bowl games.
Such a bad, terrible.
It's awful.
It's a bad setup, but both of those, your charts and NCAA, they got to work on it.
Got to work on it. All right, shall we get into the music charts?
Oh, let's do it.
Hell yeah.
I want to shout this one out to Phones.
Nice.
Phones. What would we do without them? We couldn't do their charts. What you do with your phone? We'll make a podcast from our home.
Dude, I don't know if that came over Zoom. I could only hear like every other word. I hope that the Zoom recording came out. Honestly, I wouldn't even be mad if it came out what I heard, because that was just really funny.
Well, thanks. And it sounds good over here. I actually could hear that better than on our usual setup.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's just like, I guess, being on stage and having a monitor. I just have like, it's not me coming out of the monitor, but it's like, it's not going into headphones either.
Well, can you summarize the lyrics for me, or are they already forgotten?
Yeah. I said, phones. And then I wanted to go phones. Without them, what would we do? But then it was like, phones. What would we do with that without them? We wouldn't be able to do the charts. It was
phones. Like, we can chart from home.
Yeah. We make charts from home. But it didn't all rhyme, but then it came together at the end.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, I heard the energy.
Great. I'm glad, because it's been like Seattle weather down here. It's just rainy and gloomy.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like this for like a week. I mean, it's just nothing to do but stay inside and vent that angst through music and recording.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And movies, if you're lucky to find a good one.
Yeah, watching movies.
So let's get into the top five in the USA from Spotify.
All right, let's do it.
All right. So we're still kind of in the Christmas season. So coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is Bobby Helms' Jingle Bell Rock.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing.
We all know that.
If you were in that session with Bobby Helms, would you be like, you know what? Next 75 years straight, nobody's going to top this.
Right.
I mean, it's just kind of a lazy little ditty, you know?
Right. I don't know. That guitar part, though, is deceptively hard.
Yeah, it's like, kind of donkey.
It sounds hokey and like nice and wholesome, but to play that, I bet that's a pretty difficult.
It's like a Jack White kind of like wrestling with it.
Right. Or a Chet Atkins kind of thing.
Chet Atkins, Chuck Berry.
Right. Did Helms have other, Bobby Helms have other hits?
Not that I know of. He sounds like one of those guys that's the hit.
Yeah, well, he knocked it out of the park.
He did. You know what? I'm making believe that you're AI.
Yeah, I'm like a smart I'm Siri, like the male Siri on your phone.
Yeah, I'm just like saying things, and then it's like takes, and then it comes up with a response that sounds like you.
Yeah. Robert Lee Helms was an American country singer who is best remembered for Jingle Bell Rock. Oh, additionally, he had two other hit records from that same year, Fraulein and My Special Angel.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, Fraulein. Maybe just country.
And what year was it?
That would have been 1957.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe he was in the service. Those are kind of like, back in those days, you'd have a guy who was in the service, and then he writes a song about a German girl.
Right. Yeah. Hey, do you, speaking of 1957, do you know the artist Mose Allison?
It's one of those, it's a blues guitarist, right?
It's kind of like blues, but sort of real laid back, sort of a jazzy blues singer from the 50s. But I just like, for some reason, he kept coming up over and over again in my family over the holidays. And like, I didn't
really?
I didn't realize like my mom was like a massive fan. And I was like,
really?
Oh, I don't really know. It's sort of like beatnik sounding, you know,
does it have hits?
Yeah. Like for the time he had hits, like I Don't Worry About a Thing. That's one. He had like this one big record that, everyone had back then. Called the seventh song, I think.
Don't you worry about a thing. That. That's Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. This is the seventh son.
Oh, he's real jazz.
It's just sort of smooth, like beatnik jazz, and then his voice is very like. You could almost hear how he would influence Bob Dylan or someone like that later.
Okay.
Wait, where?
I'm the one they call the seventh son. I can tell your future, it will come to pass. I can do things for you,
you know what
make
I mean?
Your heart feel glad. Look in the...
I get it. He's like the link between... Yeah, that earlier 50s stuff and then the later 50s stuff.
Yeah, kind of swinging. He starts swinging more. It's a little bit more loose, trippy.
Yeah, it sounds like on the road, like people are starting to smoke grass and be weirdos.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, coming in at number four, back to today's charts.
Number four.
This is Metro Boomin, The Weeknd, and 21 Savage with Creepin'. The song sounds like scary to me.
Nothing redeeming about it.
It sounds like a Jordan Peele trailer. You know?
There, they're like. Be disconcerting and confuse you.
Yeah. It seems like some huge dark twist is coming.
Yeah. No wonder these kids are all on pills. Like the music is just like scaring the shit out of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Like here's how the world really works, and it's just like all fucked up. And you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Funhouse mirrors everywhere.
Yeah, I'll bet, you know, when kids look back, they'll go, you know, it was 2020 or in 2019, I was doing Percocet, I was watching Jordan Peele movies, my head was all fucked up. I mean...
Right. Yeah, it's like when I look at some of the 80s stuff like I grew up with, I'm like, that's what you're showing me? No wonder I'm all messed up.
Yeah, it was like, women are sex objects. On Halloween, you can stab them if you want. Right.
Yeah.
Terrible messages.
You got Elvira, like seducing me when I'm, like, 5 years old.
Yeah, you're like, okay, I'm supposed to fuck dead people, I guess.
Yeah. And then, like, the arcade games are literally impossible, so they're just full-on, like, scams. Oh, yeah, yeah. About that. Like, oh, when I was a kid, you had me fooled into thinking, like, if I was just skilled enough, I could beat this thing.
Right.
Yeah. And then
and you had to, like a drug addict, you had to, like, physically get money to put in it. You know what I mean? It wasn't even...
Right. You had to keep coming back you had to keep reloading, coming back for another hit.
You'd have, like, dirty, filthy quarters. Like, you had to physically come up with the money and then physically go to the game.
And yeah. Yeah, and you got... In the game, even the game is like, hey, you got 60 seconds to get me my money or else, like,
yeah.
You're back in the line.
Oh, and then how about when the big kids would stack the quarters on it? You're like, oh, fuck, I forgot to stack quarters on my own game.
That was like the pro move.
Yeah.
I never could believe, like, some of the kids, their parents would give them, like, a full-on, like, $20 worth of coins.
Yeah.
It's like, what? I only ever got, like, spare change, if that.
I get to get a five. We went on, like, a trip. Like, you know, I was, you know, on visitation. So, like, at the arcade, I would get loaded up.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's
but then, you know, I had a lot of me time growing up. But I remember that those video games, like the Asteroids and those are the first times I remember having the clench. Like, because I would just, like... I would be so intent on, you know what I mean? And then while I was like, I had the joystick in my right hand and I'm just like geeking out with the clench.
Oh, damn.
Might have to sue Konami or Midway, one of these video games.
Where was the clench in those days? In your hands?
No, it's like the clench is like, it really emanates from like the left neck area, like the clavicle and the neck and the ear and all that.
Oh, interesting.
It's like I'm using my right shoulder with the joystick. And then, you know, with pinball, you get both hands on it. It's more even. There's more symmetry. But then with video games, I got a lawsuit here for a whole generation, all Gen X.
I think you do. Class action.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's big stuff.
It is big. I'm going to write that down.
The original clench. We just unlocked a serious memory there.
Yeah. It was me trying to impress my dad with my skills on Breakout. Did you know Breakout?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And I was good at Breakout. We'd play that. And, you know, that was my chance to impress him athletically.
Right. In his mind, he's just looking at these lines in a pixel, you know, flying around.
Yeah, in his mind, he's looking at his kid like so geeking out on Breakout that he's like twisting his neck.
Probably on demo mode. You know, like, you always like,
I didn't even have a quarter to put in there.
Right. I'm just convinced you're playing it.
Yeah. Sadly wish playing it.
I always feel like parents, like, they can't see the game. Like, it's almost like, you know, when they say, like, if you gave a starburst to, like, a medieval peasant, how they would just die. Like,
oh, yeah, they can't handle it.
Or, like, they maybe wouldn't even taste anything because they just have no frame of reference.
Right. Yeah. It's when they saw the boats coming.
Yeah.
When the natives saw the boats coming, they didn't even know what it was. So just like,
right.
You know what I mean? Don't even really take notice of it.
So it's like, I remember when my dad, I would be thinking like a video game was super impressive and try to show it to him. And it's just like, it like didn't register to him even. Like he couldn't see it almost.
Yeah. Like bands are the same way.
Right. Yeah.
Like this new Kiss album. What's wrong with them?
Yeah, I remember when was first like heavy metal was first sort of at least eminent, like arising in my family and like with my brother and I. And like, I just remember like my mom my mom was even pretty like with it with music, but it would just be like, oh, it just sounds like static to me. Like, I can't even hear it. It's like noise. And then this would be like, you know, one of the most melodic Metallica songs or something.
Right.
Yeah, it's just like.
But who's Megadeth? I get it. But yeah, that's too, or else you wouldn't like it. If they, you know what I mean, it wouldn't be doing what it needs to do for you if they were able to like it.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it needs to be pushing against something, like pushing a hot button.
Even now with the way the bass, the kick drums distort the speaker.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, I'm old enough where I'm going, what are they doing? You can't just act like that sounds good. Like, what are you doing?
I know. Like, you're specifically breaking a rule. It's like giving me hives to hear that.
Yeah. And it's like, I've lived through a million genres. I lived through noisy art rock. I've heard tons of oestrogen, Neubauten, steel pole bathtub.
Yeah.
Sounds like you got a broken speaker.
I love that. Yeah. What are you doing? You can't do that. You just can't. It's like, dude, I was out today in San Jose and we saw a young girl, like, you know, maybe 20 something. And she looked pretty like done up. Like she had like a youthful style going on, but she just had one roller in her hair. Like,
Really?
Like grandma style roller, but it was just like on her forehead, almost like on the top of her head, just rolled up. And it was so confusing just being like, is this a new Gen Z thing? Or
that seems like a real NorCal thing.
I've never seen it before in my life. It was so,
but it could be new in the day. Like,
yeah, totally. Weird. Yeah.
But yeah, that's weird. It sounds like Whoville, like the Grinch, like one of those Grinch people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So keep an eye out for that. If you know anything about it, write us at whocharted@gmail.com.
Right on. It also sounds like a Mamas and Papas song, like, I saw a girl in San Jose with a curler in her hair.
Yeah. Exactly. It's the free love, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
coming in at number three.
Number three.
Drake and 21 Savage with Rich Flex. Okay. One. Ding, do your thing for me, 21.
Yeah, do it.
My nephews know all those memes. It's been funny to joke with them about that. Yeah, all the Drake 21 Savage memes.
Right on. They tell the chartists about the meat ride in my style deal.
All right. Yeah, I was kind of admiring my nephew's, like, his cargo jeans, or no, cargo pants. Because they were like kind of like what I grew up wearing, but then, you know, they always have it like a little different.
Yeah.
And then, And I was like, hey, those are pretty cool. Like, you know, where do you get them? And then we're talking about them. And then his mom goes, my sister, she goes, I should get your brother some of those. You know, those are nice. I'll get your brother some. And he goes, no, mom, I don't need Chase meat riding my style. he's always meat riding, and the way he said it too, he's always meat riding me. Yeah. Not even dick riding, meat riding.
Yeah, meat riding. Give me some space, Mark. Chase
is. Yeah, just the fact that he's talking to his mom that way just cracks me up.
Yeah. Like, what do you think you're implying to your mother? Like, meat,
right? Meat. It's good stuff. They always come out with new phrases that just shock and delight.
That's the best. It's wild that, just the names of things just don't stay the same. Like, new generations come up and they just got to say it different.
They have to say it a little different. Yeah.
Where does it come from?
Right. Like, I really was convinced naively as like a, as a young buck, as a teenager, that, you know, we had reached some of the coolest phrases, you know, we would ever come out with. And like, you couldn't
just
really
even saying
farther.
Cool.
Yeah.
Even saying cool, like how they say, like swag or whatever they say.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Or even just, I don't know how they say no cap, you know?
Yeah, no cap. Like, what does that even mean? I've never even looked that one up. Where did that derive from? Like,
oh,
no,
I don't know.
Cap.
I just know it means like lie, like no lie, like I'm telling the truth.
Like, right. Yeah. I just know that I was a kid going to Hebrew school. I couldn't get in the sanctuary that way. Okay.
No cap.
You had to wear the little hat.
Yeah, exactly. The yarmulke.
Yeah.
No cap, bro.
I went,
low key.
Went in the sanctuary today with nothing on my head. No cap.
The sanctuary. That's so good. All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Brenda Lee rocking around the Christmas tree.
And we're back into the old stuff. Amazing.
Yeah, we're still...
I like this.
It
just, that's the same guitarist from Bobby Helms' tune.
Yeah. It's, that kind of rockabilly guitar is really cool. Like that all.
Yeah.
That always has a cool just, flavor to me.
Always one guy with a reverb on his F-hole, like just playing real close to the body, you know, like on the 17th fret.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah.
One signature dude on every song.
Yeah. They're all doing like Scotty Moore, I guess.
Yeah, Scotty Moore. Hey, but it's really cool that there could be a chart like this because, you know, back in the days of Payola and SoundScan and, or, you know, before SoundScan and all that, mm-hmm. there would just be no way that they could try to accurately say like, oh yeah, it was Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree and Drake and 21 Savage and then 21 Savage and then Brenda Lee. Like,
that's true.
It's very cool that it's accurate, if that is accurate, but it's cool to have a mix.
Yeah. I mean, it's gotta be, I mean, I don't think like an inaccurate thing could come up with a list like this. Like it's gotta be, this is like raw data speaking.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, this is something.
All right.
Probably.
Coming in at number one.
Number one.
SZA with Kill Bill. This is the first time I'm hearing this one.
Yes, actually, like, it's all messed up and druggy, but it's also kind of triumphant. It's like kind of upbeat.
It's like upbeat and kind of poppy, but then she's talking about killing her ex.
Yeah. She's like, reminds me of like Macy Gray. Like, she's like, she's on something, but she's like honest about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. It's like you're not feeling necessarily threatened by her, but you know she's on something unstable.
She's on something. She's not super trying to hide it.
Right. Didn't Macy Gray like get in trouble a few years back or she said something?
Yeah. Yeah, I think there was drugs. I think it was drugs, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought maybe she said
maybe
something
not.
That
maybe
got her in trouble. I don't know.
I don't know. She was like... you know, her and Old Dirty Bastard, like, but you know, Old Dirty Bastard didn't make it, R.I.P., but it just kind of had that vibe of just like,
yeah,
I'll only show up to the session if, like, you get me, you know.
Right. Yeah. Old Dirty Bastard is like that, like, you know, on steroids.
Yeah. I heard a story, maybe you heard it too. It was where he was on, you know that Mariah Carey song he's on? You know, me and Mariah.
Oh, yeah.
Go back, like, yeah.
Yeah.
So what a pair. He showed up super late to that session.
Uh-huh.
And then he said that one line. He just goes, me and Mariah go to sleep like babies in pacifiers. And then he, like, fell asleep and went to sleep for, like, 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
And then he woke back up. And he goes, okay, like, play me back what we have so far. And it was just that, but then he would just piece the session together like that and go to sleep in
That's
between.
Incredible.
Yeah.
That'd be nice to be him. That's like, what do they call it? Weaponized incompetence. It's like.
Yeah.
When you just are so openly, you know. You just say you can't do anything or just act so much
way
that everyone just does.
Taking shots at me because my computer broke.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Come on.
Like, oh, I guess you're going to have to do it. Oh, I guess I just can't press one button today. It's too bad. Nah.
I guess we'll just be on the phone.
All right. That's the chart.
Right on. That was actually an exciting and good chart. I guess it was our last music chart of the year. So congratulations, 2022. Wow. You stayed compelling. And, well, how about it? There was two Drake entries. I mean, it's just like nothing's changed in 12 years of doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, that's interesting. More, I won't say more power to him, but congrats to Drake. And, we'll be right back with the movie chart.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You know, because the laptop broke.
Yeah.
So I get these VR goggles. I got them going. And it's just like,
nice.
I'm sitting there watching YouTube, you know?
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And it's just like, I'm watching football highlights on YouTube and they're massive, like bigger than any big screen TV I ever had.
Yeah.
You sit there and then you go, oh, okay, this is, you know, that's enough highlights. And then you take off the goggles and you're like, oh, Jesus, like, where the fuck am I? I mean, it's like, you go, oh, fuck.
Yeah, like, oh, so weird. This is my place? Oh, shit.
Yeah. And then it's like, I can still hear cars going by outside and, you know, dogs bark and stuff.
Yeah.
But then you the thing off and it's just like it's going from like being in like green screen like on a movie to just all of a sudden you're just back on the sound stage, you know?
Right. Right, exactly.
Like, oh, okay.
That's gonna be wild. You know, more and more our experience until I think at some point we just go, hey, like I don't wanna go back there. Like it's too upsetting.
Yeah. I mean it'll, you know, I think so for sure. It's cool to be at the cusp of it.
Yeah, for sure. I really, really believe we're right now, like even within the last like couple months from that, even that chat bot I showed you, that we are witnessing like the beginning of the singularity where like it catches up to us, you know, and then from here, it's going to like accelerate into just wild stuff.
Will be looked at as the most irresponsible generation in the history of organisms.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. We're just going to like watch it just whiz by us. Like we're totally flat on our heels.
Yeah. It's just like we're creating our replacement.
Yeah, exactly. But just being like, oh cool. Oh, whoa. Yeah. It's pretty cool, man. And then, yeah. Crazy stuff. All right, you want to get into this movie chart?
Let's do it.
All right.
Movies, they're just like tweets. They release them constantly.
Boom.
Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one, ooh-wee. Movies.
movies. And this is the 1979 movie chart. I just coming through the phone, it sounds like super old pop.
Yeah. You're like listening to the radio. It's almost like the old, you're in the 40s again.
Yeah. And it's just going, damn it.
Yeah. Coming up next, War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds.
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is Babylon with Brad Pitt.
What about you?
Sorry?
If you could go anywhere in the whole world, where would you go?
I always wanted to be part of something bigger.
Love that answer.
Something that lasts, that means something. Something more important than life.
Yes. It's written in the stars.
What is this? Just like old Hollywood? I think it's, let's see. From Damien Chazelle, Babylon is an original epic set in 1920s Los Angeles, led by Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie, and Diego Calva.
Nice.
That could be cool.
Well, maybe it'll be like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but... Right. Decades early.
That's just all he does now. Just various decades of Hollywood.
Yeah. Or what's the one with, what's the Coen Brothers one with George Clooney takes place back in the day? I like those just because I like when they show you how it really was. Because the movies, like the way people act in the movies is so fake. It's like fun to see like what they acted like in real life while they're making that super fake stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah. I'm really fascinated by old Hollywood just, and not even just the movie making, but just like LA in general.
Yeah.
In like the 20s and 30s. It's like a really fascinating place. Like that's almost the LA I want to drive around in.
Yeah.
That's when it had a character, you know?
Yeah, you're just like laying it all out and naming the streets and buying up farms and stuff.
Right. And everything, I always think of like everything was one level. Like there's no two story anything back then.
Yeah, yeah.
So like all of LA is just this sprawled out, like very chill drive, you know, throughout like this hip, I don't know. It's like, it would just be a very different experience. And look.
And
vibe.
And all the movie stars lived in Pasadena instead of Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Yeah. And like downtown was an actual downtown where you'd go and there's just theaters everywhere and they're super cool.
Right. And the Beverly Center was like an amusement park. Like it was just like a piece of land that had rock stuff on it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so crazy. The video game L.A. Noir.
I was like, I think it'd be a cool, like, if even if someone just did a story that was set in the cable cars, like the cable cars going back and forth through Hollywood.
Yeah.
Like it would have such a different feel to it, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Different city.
There are YouTubes now. Sometimes I'll just watch for a long time where it's just old real footage that someone, thank God for them, just took with the nicest camera they could at that time, just took footage of driving around LA, like the whole drive. Nobody's talking, no one's acting, no one's doing anything. It's just slice of life around LA. And then someone, speaking of AI, put it through like filters today that makes it look like it was filmed on an iPhone. Like it cleaned
it.
They cleaned it all up. It's not even necessarily in color, but some of it is. But they just cleaned up the frame rate and they smoothed it out in a way where it's just super high definition, but it's all totally real. And there's a series of these videos on YouTube. And dude, like you will love it because you just see exactly.
I'll watch it in VR goggles.
Oh man, yeah, definitely do that. You're gonna really immerse yourself. You won't believe it. Because it's like, you know, you can't help but just think of old days in term with that filter on it, like that weird old camera filter.
Right.
And it's like, and everybody's moving herky-jerky and stuff. Yeah.
That's what I always look at it and go, well, I mean, right there, I would have been like, I'm going to invent rock and roll. Like, who couldn't see it? Like, right. who couldn't think of that, right?
Yeah. I know. And then, but when you see them just standing around and moving normal, you realize, like, oh, no, they were probably, like, smarter than me. Yeah, or, like,
right.
Everyone was still, like, normal and at the top of their intelligence. It wasn't some, like, primitive world.
Yeah, that's the crazy part. Because you always think that they were, everybody back then was just so dumb.
Yeah, you'd think, like, I'm going to go back there and just smash it. I'm just going to go back there and just blow their minds. Yeah.
And there's all these people smarter than you.
For sure.
I mean, even if you went back to the 50s right now, you would still be an idiot in almost every walk of life. Like, you wouldn't know how to do electricity. Yeah. You wouldn't know how to do engineering of anything.
No. Yeah. And also, you'd be shocked at how much life wouldn't be that different. Like, the basic rhythms of American life, like getting in your car, going to your job, like there's big buildings that look the same. It's just very weird to think of. It's so weird to think of being back then and just not even being able as a human to even dream up what heavy metal sounded like. Like,
yeah, you go, wait, what happens when you turn on like 97.9? Like, there's just no.
Yeah, nothing. And if you held a guitar, it's the same guitar, the same instrument, and nobody had at all any inkling to just like chug on it like a metal guitarist, you know?
Yeah.
Like, no one would even try that for like 30 years.
30 years. And then, like, it's hip hop too. Look how long it took to just put drums and rock together.
Exactly. Hip hop wasn't even supposed to be like a recorded form of music. They just thought of that as like a street game almost.
Yeah. It was like at these parties in the park.
Right.
It was just a way of getting people to listen to the DJ. Like, it was a way of hyping up the DJs.
Right. Yeah. And also, and like to get a dance, like do break dancing on the street and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was like, I saw some doc or something about that recently where it was like, oh yeah, they didn't even think of it as something like you would ever record, you know, it's like a genre of music.
Yeah. Like, it was around for a few years before someone like did the weird move of like putting it on a record.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, why would you capture that on a record? It's like a live thing.
Right. The whole thing was like, it's a whole mixed performance. Like, there'd be a break dancing, there'd be DJs, there'd be rap battles. So exciting.
I was there. I invented it. I was there for a lot of that.
Yeah. All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Wakanda Forever.
By who?
By Black Panther. All right, still on those charts.
You know, I watched Die Hard the other night.
Oh yeah,
and it's got Christmas and Hollis in the beginning.
Yeah,
you know that Run DMC song.
Run DMC, yeah.
And it's like, I never really retained that information. Like, whenever I hear Christmas in Hollis, I never think of Die Hard. I just always think of that song and that, you know. I mean, that's a big-ass movie to have that song, you know what I mean?
Totally, yeah. Like, I don't remember that being used in that movie.
I didn't either, but it's like in the beginning when I think there's like a bus pulling up to the Yakamoto or that, that skyscraper.
Right. Yes, exactly.
And it's just playing that, which is just weird.
Yeah, that is.
I was like, is this like a weird DVD I have? It's like, it's on the DVD. It's gotta be real.
Is somebody recorded over it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, but that was like, after that song's heyday, right? So it's just sort of like,
and I don't know if, because like Die Hard was 88 and that song was like maybe 87 at the earliest. Like, it might have been pretty close. It might have been the same year.
That's actually really interesting to think that that was sort of at the same time. Like, that was capturing a new song. I wouldn't think of it that way.
Yeah, because also, like, Die Hard came out in the summer. So it was like, if they filmed that movie earlier, you know what I mean? They might have filmed that movie, like, right around when Run DMC released that song or something.
Oh, man, speaking of that or that period of time in the 80s and what I grew up with that probably warped my brain was Pee-wee's Playhouse. I was just watching with my nieces, like, some old Pee-wee's Playhouse. And
yeah.
Like, oh, I forgot that was, like, 86. Like, 86 to 1990. And, like, I don't know. I think of that as sort of timeless or, like, maybe early 90s. And was like, no, that's like,
it's like even earlier.
Crazy, like, surrealism that's just being injected into our brains. Whereas, like, as a kid, like, no wonder, like, we're so tolerant of everything. Like, it was just like, I don't know. It's a cool thing to be exposed to in a way, but it's just like, anything.
It was very inclusive. Yeah. Like, I just watched he did a Christmas special and, it just had like, it had like Cher, Charo, it had these three old ladies singing. Like, it just had every type of artist, and, you know.
Everybody. You'd have like Lil Richard.
Katie Lang.
Lil Richard just show up. Katie Lang. Yeah, Mr. T. like you'd have like drag queens just in there, like, yeah, whatever. Like,
now it would read as such a, inclusive type of show. Back then, you're just like, oh, you know, Char. And then like Annette Funicello and Frankie Avalon show up.
Yeah.
Just so like kitschy.
Didn't Pee-wee start out in like the Groundlings?
Yeah.
He was just like a character. Like,
just
do that on stage. Yeah, that's so crazy.
Mm-hmm. And Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, with Jerry Curls.
Yeah.
All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
Puss in Boots, The Last Wish.
We are gathered here today to say goodbye to Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots.
To Puss in Boots. Life.
You need to retire.
Brother Cats. Puss in Boots.
To Puss in
Boots. He's good. If you've never seen Evita, shout out to Argentina. Just won the World Cup. But
shout out.
The Madonna and his Evita is like, it's really fun to watch, like, on both levels. Like, some of the music's really great, but then also his accent is ridiculous and she's weird. But it's definitely worth re-exploring.
Yeah. I kind of liked that period of Madonna when she went, like, Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isla Bonita.
Right. I don't know. For some reason, those songs kind of, like, hit me. I don't know why. Maybe it's like
a
kid growing up. They seem like deep, and like mature.
Like, I think it's because she really feels like she'll go bang Ronaldo in Portugal. Like she's really living it.
Yeah, exactly. She seemed like she really was over there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not just like she went to see West Side Story and so she got like carried away with it. You know, like that, she actually... Yeah.
That's exactly right. Yeah, she got like, swept away.
I just finished banging Dennis Rodman. I need something even crazier. I'm heading over.
All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
Avatar, The Way of Water.
Told you.
Hell yeah. I you know what? I'm on board. Like, I want to see this in the theaters.
Nice.
Especially with the trailer. It's like, dude, they figured out, like, water. Just make it all in water, and that'll be interesting. Like,
yeah.
Just go underwater.
I mean, it is something like, like Top Gun Maverick draws you to the air. It draws you to the water.
Right. Maverick sort of like reminded us, oh yeah, like just being flying planes is exciting. Like, you know, baseline. This is just like base level, like being underwater is exciting.
Yeah. I'm writing a movie that takes place all in fire. The whole thing is.
Sounds easy tough to film.
Oh, yeah. I'll get some kids to do it. Kids to do it.
Right. Wait, do they have a camera yet that'll just withstand like being in the middle of flames? You think they would have that?
Yeah, you would think something by now, or some type of serious case they could put it in. But
right. Yeah.
Weird. Yeah. Hot stuff. Too hot for TV.
Cameron is good at just like, even if the story of Avatar doesn't speak to you, he just sells you on the theater factor of it, where you just feel like, I got to see this in the theaters.
Like with Titanic, you're like, a love story on Titanic? Oh, who cares? You know, just show me the boat sinking. But then, like, you wind up getting into it.
Yeah. Yeah. So the new movie I did see was Glass Onion, the Knives Out mystery.
Well, we didn't make the chart, so we'll be right. So this one, this just came out, Knives Out. What happened with this one?
It's what I liked about it was it's completely standalone, so you don't have to have seen the first one. Even though I did see the first one, but I kind of just like that format. It's fun to see just a pulpy, fun whodunit kind of format again, you know.
This one is different characters, right?
Totally different characters. Janelle Monáe is in it.
Okay.
Edward Norton. Pretty good cast. And it's pretty good. I won't say it's like amazing, but it's just kind of a fun time. So it's all on his island in Greece. So that's the kind of
what's the one that they shoot at the resort on HBO Max?
Oh, White Lotus?
Yeah.
It is a little bit White Lotus-y, maybe, but with, you know, just more of a murder mystery, you know, detective angle. Those are murder mysteries, I guess. I don't know. I never saw White Lotus, but maybe similar vacationing rich people vibe.
That kind of thing, yeah. Like who's doing what to whoever type of deal.
Right, yeah. It's like playing Clue with your friends.
Nice. Well, I'll go see that one.
It's on Netflix, Redstream.
Oh, okay, nice.
Hit Redstream. It up in your VR goggles. You got Netflix in there?
Yeah, I could get Netflix on there. It's just wild because whenever you do any long viewing beyond the YouTube clip, it's like you start to think, like, what is this thing doing on my spinal column? You know, it's just like I'm balancing this weight on my head and I'm not even really thinking about it because I'm watching stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it could add to a lot of clench. So I try to do it sparingly.
Imagine looking back on that in even like 20 years. You're going to be like, oh my God, we lived through those days where you had to wear the big clunky, you know, helmet, you know, it's like looking at the old computers of the 60s
or
you have to walk up the stairs.
I was willing to put this thing on my head. They didn't just have a chip I could stick on the side of my temple.
Right.
Look what I put up with. Jesus.
Yeah. It's like the old cameras with the magnesium like explosion.
Yeah, like who cares? You paint a picture, it's fast.
Right. All right. Should we take a break?
Yeah.
We'll be right back with the hot picks.
The hot picks. The hot picks. The
The third chart is the hot picks, and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick, and let's see who did not. The hot picks. The hot picks.
These are the hot picks. We'll see if we did better than Spotify again this week for the 52nd time in a row this year. I bet we have.
Batting 1,000.
Yeah.
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
I got, all right, here's my first pick. This is the Go Team and Nitty Scott.
Love Go Team.
Yeah, with Whammy O.
It's a different grind of a different kind. I never met a magnet that changes mind. Read between the times and decide the crime. I'm a real rich bitch, $3.69. And I think I'm having premonitions. Threat level hot, pink, seeing triple vision. Burn is on, they know I run hot. Fire me, put the breeze to a sunspot. ASA fucking P. You better see the who, the youth that's in me. It's better not to know than to know it.
Nice. But they,
yeah, fun.
They have their own, like musical area that they're in.
Totally. Yeah, that's sort it's of like, hyper hip hop.
It's hyper and it's old school. It's sampled like Fatboy Slim, but then there's like something else going on. It's like Scholastic or something.
Right.
I saw them live at the El Rey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, back in the day. It was great.
El Rey, back in the day.
Exciting sound.
Nice. All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is your pick. This is this cringe cunch or not? This is Luke Bryan with Country On.
This one, I'll let the listeners decide. It's just, I'm always amazed at how they can just always write another country song that's good.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I'm telling you, it would not be that easy to just come up with one, but then here's another one they got, like this one.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Hey, farm boy. Keep dropping that plow, baling that hay, feeding them cows from the rooster crow till another long day is gone. Country on. Hey, Big Rick, keep clocking in miles, pulling that horn, making us smile, rolling that load down the road all night long. Country on. Hey, cowboy, keep slinging that rope, eating that dirt. Break a leg rodeo, but just don't break no bones. Country on.
Hey, wow, country on.
Country on.
That's
keep
hilarious.
On being country, country on.
That could be an escape tune right there.
Yeah, it could.
If you
could.
Go,
and
if
then
you
it's
go.
Just like little touches. He goes, hey, Big Rig. He calls him Big Rig. Hey, Big Rig. Like the guy driving the truck.
Yeah.
And then with the cowboys, like, hey, you know, do what you got to do. Just don't break no bones. Like,
yeah,
you could hear, like, somebody giving that advice.
Country on.
But, yeah, if I put a gun to your head and said, write a great country song, you'd be lucky to come up with that.
Yeah, totally. They always
find makes it all immediate. Like, yeah, it's like it makes it, like, sound crucial. Like, I got to keep being country today. Like, the country needs me to keep being country.
Right, yeah. And also to just use the word country in a new way. Like
yeah, like a verb.
Like a verb, yeah. Country on. He's saying, like, yeah, keep it going. But, yeah. Oh, speaking of escape tunes, we had a great escape video last week on Two Charted. And if you're not a member, oh boy, it's a good time to sign up because that was a good Two Charted. I had a series of escape videos I had to, you know, find my way out.
Yeah, it was actually three in one, three escape videos tied to a big event. And yeah, that was a lot of fun. Good thing we did it when we did, right before my laptop broke. We wouldn't have been able to do it this week. So
that's right. Yeah, that's true. But whochartedpod.com if you want to sign up support the show and get access to all the two charteds, especially that last one. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Definitely get on there.
All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is an ice cold pick that I heard this week. There's not much else to say about it except that it's a Christmas song, apparently, from this year. And it's called California Christmas, and it's by the band Switchfoot.
Oh, my God.
This is just and think about in your head what Switchfoot sounds like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you think they sound like Ravenscraft or whatever that band was, Raven Age?
Yeah, they sound like it would be like a metal-y kind of band, Switchfoot.
Right. All right. So listen to this.
Yeah.
Welcome to my California Christmas.
Like, first and best of lights
on all the fake palm trees.
Nice.
The only snow that falls is the fake stuff at the mall.
What is this?
Oh my God.
They're doing like Beach Boys.
Switchfoot.
That's Switchfoot.
Yeah, but they're doing like bad local mall type stuff.
Yeah, so strange. So strange.
That took me out of the spirit of Christmas.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm giving my presents back.
I had to let Christmas come and go before I played that. Let Santa
in. Yeah, seriously. Yeah, that's a deal breaker.
One of my friends, by the way, his kid, he told me that his kid tried to set a trap for Santa, like didn't just leave like cookies and milk out.
Really?
Yeah, he tried to set a trap. I just love that.
Dig a hole with spikes or something?
Yeah, I bet he put like cookies in a, you know, like a rabbit rope, like a rope net or whatever.
That's hilarious.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Might as well trap him.
Trap him, then, yeah, get all the presents.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, let's trap Santa and make him watch. Oh yeah, God.
There you go. You were already on top of it.
Yeah. The kid is twisted.
All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is this is your second pick. This is Brantley Gilbert and Blake Shelton with Heaven by Then.
Yeah, and this one's a little more cringy just because, I don't know, the theme of it. It's not as, the same as Country On, but it's just a little less, happy about it, I guess, or something.
More religious?
It's more like Red State-y, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You'll hear it.
Here it is.
Number three is just a number. And Hank is just a name. The trucks don't sound like thunder. And nobody prays for rain. When you don't hear yes, sir, yes, ma'am, or Jesus on FM, hell, I hope I'm in heaven by then.
Oh my God.
No, I don't want to go today, but I don't.
Wow.
So this guy.
You know what?
I
feel like that is almost a common lyrical thing of just saying, like, I hope I'm dead if country's not popular.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel
but
like
I think that,
twist on that.
I think that this guy, though, it seems more tragic just because he's facing all the technological advances that will erase all that stuff for sure. Like, right. You know, robot truck drivers. And it's just like, oh, man. It's like, that's going to be 2027? Okay, I hope I'm dead by 2026.
Right, exactly. Don't show this guy chatbot GPT or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Then he's also talking about, like, if they're saying heaven doesn't exist, I don't want to live in a place that's saying that place don't exist.
Oh, yeah. So, it gets like really convoluted.
Especially if you don't believe in heaven or hell, then you're like, this guy's hoping to go to an imaginary place because we're saying that the imaginary place doesn't exist. So he hopes he's in there.
it's like the second verse. Like, he just got fun, too like, deep.
Yeah, he got too wound up on biker speed. But like the other song was just like country on, like, hey, big rig, just keep on driving. You know, this one's like getting into his thoughts in the abs.
It's a downer. But you're right. They always come up with something new, like a new angle on the same ideas. There's like three or four same ideas thing. That they just come up with these phrases.
Yeah. And they got some of the little details never heard before, you know?
Yeah. The other thing too, with so much country is like the way the vocals are produced or something. It's hard to even put your finger on it. Like when that song first started, the guitar tone was like really nice. I was noticing, I was like, damn, that acoustic guitar just sounds like really well mic'd or something, or like, you know, it just sounds like real. And then, but then something about when the vocals kick in, it's always like, it sends like a chill down my spine. It's like, there's just something they do in like new country where the vocals are like way too loud or something, or there's something like brash about them.
Boom, immediate.
Like that. It's just like, it's always this kick in the gut. And then you remember like, oh yeah. Ah, it's like new country. Damn.
Like, I see. Because like, if you heard a song like that, you might think like some cool vocalist is going to come on and be doing this cool scene.
Yeah.
And then it's just some dumbass who's like, well, I was driving down I-10.
Right. But even if it was like, you know, Willie Nelson or like other like classic country, it would just, there's just something that eases you into the vocals where it's especially with these, the male cringe country singers, it's like the way they blast in is just hard. I think that's what takes people out, you know?
Right.
It's like you have to sort of duck the wave and then you get into some of the interesting stuff that you can appreciate, but you got to learn.
Yeah, it's like a bouncer at a club. You got to get past the bouncer. To get
exactly right. I think you've mastered how to get past that bouncer, where it's like,
you got to dig cringe crunch.
Yeah, get past the bouncer. That's perfect. All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
This is my third pick, I guess. This is Little Sims with Gorilla.
Sim Simmer, who got the keys to my blood clot? Bimmer, big time driller, monkey to gorilla. Who is this woman that I'm seeing in the mirror? Drink 42 and smoke cigar. Name one time where I didn't deliver. Silent figure, I was just on the ends, dropping gems with my friends. I got a 3310 and a pack of blems. Then got the gold, full black, circle back again. Rapping when nothing progressive was happening. Ooh, pain tolerance couldn't break us. Pay homage if you respect how we came up. Cool. Trying to get to the paper, hitting from Jamaica might do me a favor. True. Big simmer, dipping 10 toes. Hey.
That's cool, right?
Johnson or something? She's got a weird accent.
What was that?
Yeah, she's British.
Oh, yeah, British, yeah.
British. I like it. Definitely like Cockney, but you can understand it. I like it.
Right. And I like how like the flow of it keeps going like in a way where you don't want to shut it off after a couple lines. Like she just keeps rolling over into the next line. You want to just like keep with it.
Yeah. She started off with Sim Simma, who got the keys to my Bimma, which is Shabba Ranks.
Of course. Yeah. Classic opening line.
Made me want to get a BMW for a couple months.
Yeah, right. The Beamer.
A Bima. Right on. Good picks this week. Good picks. Nice stuff. Great way to top off the year.
For sure.
We'll be coming up with more year-enders on Two Charted. I want to thank everybody. This was a great year for, you know, super thankful that the show is back being free again. And we got the whole new setup. So thankful for everybody who's been around for a long time. New people jumping in.
Yes. Thank you so much. Super big year for the charts. No way around it. We went independent and we're just feeling energized by the show. And getting new guests in here and just like we're in charge of our own destiny and it feels great. And it's
only
possible with the support of the new entries, the Heat Seekers and the Chart Toppers over on whochartedpod.com. Thank you so much for making the move with us. And now we're all a team. We're all a team together. We're not holed up behind a dirty paywall.
Yeah, no more middleman over there. And, you know, super encouraging to hear all the, you know, how long a lot of you have been involved and listening. So thank you so much for that. And our little boy or girl gets bar mitzvah next year. 13 years. So, thanks for making it to 12. And listen to all the other stuff, I guess. And we will see you right here next week, next year on Who Charted.